Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I went from actually kind of nice out to completely cloudy and drizzly at my house. And I know we're going to hear a lot more about the weather coming up here in the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service.
Oh.
Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. All right, so here's what's happening. Yes, the weather is the big news around here today as we got through our first night of the atmospheric river storm that's moving into the area. The weird thing has been sort of, while they can predict these storms, the size of the storm and that they're coming, they don't seem to be able to pinpoint what the worst day is. I've heard it was last night was supposed to be. I've heard tomorrow's supposed to be. So right now at this point, it's just a matter of riding it out.
Riding the storm.
There have been evacuations ordered. Thousands of Bay Area PG&E customers have lost power. There has been snowfall in the Santa Cruz Mountains and tons of it in the Sierra. And they say more severe conditions are on the way. So that's where we stand. From what I heard, there's not any snow on the summit, which I kind of thought there would be. But there is snow in the Santa Cruz Mountains, some of the evacuated spots. So that's good. As, you know, we're expecting heavy rain there.
Right.
That being snow will less likely lead to, what are they calling them, debris flows?
Right. The torrent of debris. No thanks.
So, anyway, we seem to have gotten through last night for the most part okay. We're still going to be dealing with downed trees, though. So anybody driving in mountain road areas, including Highway 17 right here by me, you may be at risk of seeing a downed tree on the road.
Right.
You may see a downed tree take a power line out, and that may be one of the reasons why you're without power. So we're not out of it yet. I know we went through the whole process of, again, of making sure we had flashlights and batteries and the food and water we need just in case.
You got to be prepared.
So hopefully everyone did that. And if you didn't, maybe you should.
Well,
it's not that much extra work to just be a little bit ready for things.
Should have a little stock. I mean, if we've learned anything in this pandemic, it's I'm going to need some more toilet paper than I have.
Yeah.
And flashlights and batteries and other things.
I checked your boys' Open Snow website, and not all of the resorts are reporting, but some of them have mentioned up to a foot of new snow in the last 24 hours. So there is... Our season's about to get a lot better.
Yeah.
A couple of the texts you guys sent in weather-wise, someone, let me find it here, because it's been updated and it moved. This was about someone warning people, don't go up right now. Unless you have a car and chains and you're ready to deal with what it would take to go to Tahoe, now is not the time. On the other hand, young people don't listen to warnings like that. They say, it's the best snow in years.
Cowabunga, dude.
Run for it.
It's going to be epic. We're hitting up today.
Well, I know I would have done that.
course.
You know, single days without kids. Here it is. Do not go to Tahoe this weekend. It's blizzard conditions and the roads will be a mess. Most drivers coming up from the Bay Area are never prepared for the road conditions.
Run to the hill. Run for your keys.
I love that song so much.
Such a good one.
God.
Iron Maiden.
Jane, can you add Iron Maiden? Any chance? Just float it. Put it just out there. See if you.
Just asking.
You know.
Just wondering.
Out of Smooth Criminal into Iron Maiden. And then next up is... And whatever it is.
Sure, whatever it is.
Dua Petty Lipa. Theft. What is the... What is?
That was Smooth Criminal on Alice.
It's a Clean Bandit.
Clean Bandit! You know when you remember something wrong and then you always remember it wrong for good?
I do.
That's me right
I
now.
I absolutely do.
Oh, look at this. Hey, Vinny. Scotts Valley got 4.10 inches... Got 4.10 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. Hope we get that again tonight. What?
I don't know.
That's written very strangely. But yes, it kept me up last night. I absolutely was like, any minute the power's going to go out and I got to scramble to get to another location to do the show. And
well,
I
between
pretty
that
much
and
did
the stinky moisturizer, I don't know how you made it through the night then.
Well, I just laid there. Although so many people wrote in and said, if you could smell her lotion, you don't have COVID, dummy. And I went, all right.
You'll be able to include that in your thought process next time. I can smell it. I must be okay.
Right. Symptoms are always different, though. Some people have certain things. You know?
I know. Some people have broken legs, and they're like, COVID. So.
Broken legs?
You know, you just can never tell.
All right.
It's so achy.
Well, anyway, so that's the latest there. Weather-wise, we're... And go look out front. You should. You'll, it's a, you know, I saw our local street hoop is down.
Oh.
And our green guy that warned you, drive like this is your neighbor. No, drive like your
like
kid
your
lives
live
here.
Here.
Well, that sign, that thing.
I love that sign.
That got blown over. So I have to go, you know, chase him down and put him back up. In 2020, Florida led the world in shark attacks again. Florida. Bidding for the Olympics and also winning in the worldwide shark attack numbers.
Winning.
Duh. Did it. Did it. Did it. Baby shark. Do, 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 do. Baby
shark. Let's see here. They call it the shark capital of the world, Florida. Wow.
Incredible. Yuck.
Last year, the U.S. reported 33 unprovoked shark attacks, accounting for 58% of the total number of unprovoked shark attacks that occurred worldwide. I know Australia has been having trouble with this because I read the stories of surfers who've either been attacked or had really close calls.
Down there.
Yeah. We had a big one here in Santa Cruz over in Manresa. A guy named Ben Kelly got bit. It got him in the artery, and he bled out and passed away.
Oh, that's awful.
Rest in peace, Ben Kelly. Oh. I swear to you, if I even... And, of course, sharks, their whole move is to not be detected. They just... You don't know till you're being bit. But I swear to you, if I even saw an eye looking at me, I'd have a freaking heart attack and die. That would be that. You know, like, can you imagine you're sitting on your board, and you look in the water, and there's a... There's that black eye looking at you. How you doing? I'm right here.
I'm doing well at this moment. If you could leave, I would continue that.
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just, the ocean.
Do your parents live? I know
like
you're
out to get you.
Your parents live near a waterway, but they're not on the beach. They're like in what? A little.
They're basically on the Gulf. If they take their boat out, they go out to the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah,
where the oil.
Yes.
Oh.
They say they never saw any of that.
I don't know who Nicole's talking to, but she talks with her hands so much
she
that I'm. I actually thought
animated.
She was doing the sign language for our broadcast. I'm like,
oh
my god.
No, I'm asking Brian a question about something.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
How's Brian doing?
How are you doing?
Hey, Brian.
Doing great.
He said he's doing great.
Good.
All right.
We can hear him. We haven't heard his voice in a long time.
I talk to him all the time.
Oh. I'm happier for him. It seems that he may have another engineer has been hired. So that's good news, right?
Mm-hmm. He's got some help.
What? That's great. There's only 16 stations. I don't know why, they need more than one engineer.
Well, you want to find out how few you can do something with, and you start at one.
And then, you just put another grain of rice on.
Okay, we're going to need one more, maybe. Yeah. Let's see how that goes. Anyway, people love winter. 2/3 of people say winter is the most magical season.
And here are
some of the things they like.
All right.
Have you had a cup of hot chocolate yet this season?
I don't like hot chocolate, but that's just me. I'm not. A lot of people really love hot chocolate. When I was a kid, you'd have the hot chocolate. Your mom put some marshmallows in it. That was nice. Swiss Miss, whatever.
Yeah, I'm a coffee guy, and then when I'm twitchy, I pull off the coffee, and I'm done with warm drinks for the day.
Agreed.
Go outside and watch the first snowfall. Sitting by the fire at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, a normal rainfall can help you sleep. Of course, 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and heavy rainfall can
not help
do the opposite.
Right.
But sure, sitting by the fire at night, building a snowman. The holidays, of course, are always good.
Sure.
And
magic.
I certainly feel like I got a real boost from the holidays this year. Like, the year had been a drag, and it was nice. I enjoyed it.
Well, your kids are just a perfect age for it, too. Like,
absolutely.
Still full on Christmas all the way across the sky.
And one of the bright sides, too, because you know kids, they get presents. Do they use them? My kid has been carrying around her Jessie doll everywhere she goes.
Oh, that's great.
So we're like,
is this
totally
worth
that money.
Is this the older kid?
No, this is the younger kid.
Oh, she loves her Jessie doll.
She loves Toy Story and loves her Jessie and Bullseye.
Oh, it's Jessie.
And she has Woody as well.
Mm.
And so it's an armful. You get the kid and the armful of friends and play with me. Great.
Which one do I get to be?
Yep, exactly right. Skiing and snowboarding, baking winter holiday desserts, ice skating,
and seeing
family over the holidays are all reasons people love this time of year. So change your attitude, you negative bastard. This is good stuff, right?
Yeah. I do like winter. There are some good things. Back east, we would go snowmobiling. That was incredibly fun. Could pile up snow and make a whole track for yourself. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and the pond would freeze behind our house. So
you had a snowmobile?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about snowmobiles.
You guys were rich, huh?
No, my dad got it. I think he got it from his brother, and so he would tinker with it all
Drunkle
the time.
Peter?
Drunkle Peter. So some days it would work, and it was so fun, and it was great, and then it would break down in the middle of the ice, and then we'd have to, lug it back and push and shove and the rope and everything.
Oh, boy.
But when it was working, it was really fun.
Sounds it.
It
I
was.
Would like that.
It was great. And just
I've never even been on one.
Oh, my God, really? Next time you go up to Tahoe, they have places all over the place there where you can just rent one and go. They've got tracks for you.
You know what? I get to go snowboarding so rarely. I mean, really rarely, considering the fact that I've been doing it since I was, 10.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I barely get to go once, twice, maybe three times in a season. Some seasons, not at all. So I just end up going snowboard and then I leave.
Well, if you ever are up there for a couple of days, the kids love it, and they get on behind you, and you and your wife can go with the kids behind you. We used to do that with our boys. And snowmobiling's really fun.
Let me ask you a question, Sarah.
I'm ready.
Have you ever been part of a love triangle?
Hasn't everyone been part of a love triangle at some point?
Whether
you're the subject or one of the other points.
Define it in your mind. What is a love triangle?
It's a person who is into someone. So there's person A, then they're into person B, who's into person C.
Okay.
That's the triangle.
No, I haven't been part of one because I would say I don't want to. If we're competing for one person's attention, I feel like I've already lost. I'm out.
Huh. Well, let me ask you this. Has someone really been into you, but you've really been into someone else? someone's trying. Well, then you have been part of
Got
Blacktown.
Got him.
Gotcha. But no, but you have to be involved.
No, you don't
in
have to be.
Way.
You could be any one of the 3 points.
Oh.
It's a triangulation.
You're right, though. According to a survey, like 40% of people say, yeah, I've been in a love triangle at some point in my life. They're almost evenly split between people who were competing with someone else for one person or people who had two others competing for them.
Mm.
Men are more likely to than women to have been in either love triangle scenario, and younger people are by far more likely than older people to admit they were in one. Did you win out in your love triangle?
Of course I did. No, I don't know. I can't even remember. I mean, in the end, I lost. The one I can think of right off the bat is when I was telling you about the other day where I banged this guy that my best friend was into, and which was just a horrible, horrible move. One of my biggest regrets in life. And so I will say in the end, I lost.
Because you lost her friendship.
And because I lost respect for myself. Like, that was a terrible move to make.
But the sex was incredible. And
it wasn't incredible. Totally not worth it.
Wow.
Nope.
That's too bad.
It was not worth it. And I shouldn't have told her because that really...
You told her to rub it in her face?
No, I just told you this story like 2 days ago. I told her because I felt so guilty about it and I felt terrible. And I went to her and I said, you know, you're never going to forgive me, but here's what I did. And I got to get it off my chest. I'm going to put it on you. Have a fun time with it. People don't
People
want
of the
that,
world,
by the way.
Let that be a lesson. The idea of unburdening your soul so that someone else may take on your burden, it's not the way to go at all.
Right.
But it's weight off your shoulder, so.
It is true, yeah.
Yeah.
I know why she hates me.
Yeah. Yeah. A guy in Florida was arrested after a company towed his car, and he got revenge by stealing their tow truck. I get this. I do understand guys have very fragile egos, and when we feel like we've been wronged, we come up with all kinds of mental scenarios about how we're gonna avenge ourselves. We will get you back. Most of us have too many things to lose to ever go beyond a moment of thought and then get over it.
Right.
A 30-year-old named, and this is a guy, Amy Ungo. Lives in Cocoa, Florida.
Oh.
And a company called Car Store Towing recently towed him, so he got back at them last week by stealing the tow truck. They reported it stolen, and the cops spotted him driving it on the highway a few hours later. And he said, yes, I stole this because they towed my car. So this is my get back. They also found drugs on him, so he's facing grand theft auto and possession of a controlled substance. But he got them back.
Good job, Amy Ungo.
So he can sleep at night.
Yeah.
What a relief that must be.
Well,
you look back on things in your life and go, well, I'm dumb.
Male ego can be downright pathetic. Absolutely.
Yes, it can. Mm-hmm. That is for sure.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. My husband of 20 years was dating 3 other women when we met. Oh. So glad I won. She love you, Scott.
She's in a love rhomboid. What are those things called?
I don't know, but she was willing to compete.
Trapezoid. She was in a love trapezoid.
Oh, Jesus Christ, really?
She was in a love pentagon. I don't know. Something.
415 says, I broke my leg, COVID. Sign language for broadcast. I'm dying. Seriously, y'all are killing me today. I love you to the moon and back. Happy hump day.
It's not a bad idea for Nicole to learn sign language, and then we could just, you know, have the Zoom meeting go live and people could
She was talking
listen.
So furiously with her hand, I looked up and went, is that matching my mouth?
I always do that, and I usually am aware of it, and my friend always would make fun of me in high school. She'd be like walking across the hall and she would see me talking to somebody and I would be talking with my
wildly
hands.
Just
look at her, dude, even as she's telling us the story, she's doing
thing.
It.
It's like a family thing. You know, we're a big family,
like,
so we gotta talk with our hands to get our points across.
You're very demonstrative.
415 says, the media is making everyone too paranoid. A slight cough doesn't automatically mean it's COVID. No, you're right. And someone just said, if I could smell the lotion, then I definitely didn't have it. But in the middle of the night when you're laying on your pillow, everything's way worse. Way, way worse.
It is. Well, everything's worse when it's dark out. Like in the light of day, you go, well, things aren't so bad. And then at night, you're like, everything's awful. The world's closing in. I obviously have it. It's clear.
I will read the rest of the texts. 800-400-3697. That's our number. Get yours in here. We'll read those after these on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.